You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. U.S. taxpayers spend roughly $30 billion a year to help send low-income students to college through the federal Pell Grant program, and many billions more in subsidized loans. But only half of those students actually finish college within 6 years. Today, the Obama administration released a new report shining a spotlight on colleges that are doing a better job in hopes that those who aren't will be prodded into changing their ways. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
Just over a decade ago, low-income students at Georgia State University graduated at barely half the rate of other students. Today, that gap is closed, thanks to more intensive advising and small grants to cover emergencies. A program at City University of New York nearly doubled completion rates for community college students by giving them more academic support.
And so we want to lift up those examples so that they can be replicated by other institutions.
That's Education Secretary John King. His department's report does not call out colleges by name that are doing a poor job, though it does flag the Ivy League for not admitting more low-income students. At some schools, fewer than 1 in 10 receive Pell Grants. Still, says Tom Sugar with Complete College America, the report is a start.
I think it's a good sign that the federal government is beginning to pay attention to something that has been too long ignored.
He says Pell graduation rates matter, and not just because taxpayers are spending billions on the program.
It's getting harder and harder to reach or stay in the middle class without some kind of college education.
Lauren Asher is president of the Institute for College Access and Success. She says one big reason so many low-income students don't graduate is the rising cost of college at less than $5,800 a year.
The maximum Pell Grant covers just 29% of what it costs to go to a public four-year college in state. That's a record low.
Most low-income students have to work through college, and many aren't academically prepared. Student advocates say colleges might do a better job of supporting those students if schools were required to report their Pell graduation rates to the government. The Education Department's report relied on data from other sources. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.